Right. You are listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. I am your groovy grandma, and I want to let you know that peanut butter and jelly is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR members and by the Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery since 1980. The Printed Image offers American apparel and organic cotton options and can be reached at 898-9525. Well, I'm going to try an experiment today. I'm going to read a story, and my grandkids are at football practice. So I'm going to read a story, and then I'm going to try to play what we pre-recorded yesterday. Let's see how it works. So bear with me. Today is Jan Berenstein's birthday. Say that three times. And I thought I would read some Berenstein Bears books. And this one's called Learning About Strangers. I need to move the light closer to me. There we go. All right. Okay. So it's one of those little first-time books by Stan and Jan Berenstein. Brother and sister who lived with their mama bear and their papa bear in the big treehouse. They walked down the sunny dirt road in bear country, and they looked quite alike, except for the fact that brother bear was a boy cub and sister bear was a girl cub. They were alike in many ways, and even though they each had their own hobbies, brother bear loved to build and fly model airplanes, and sister had all sort of special interests. They enjoyed many of the same things: bike riding, baseball, soccer, frisbee, and just getting out and enjoying nature. Yes, brother and sister were alike in many ways, but in some important ways, they were different. Brother Bear was cautious and careful and a little wary of strangers. Sister, on the other hand, wasn't the least bit wary. She was friendly to a fault. Just about everybody that came her way got a big hello. Hello, butterfly. Hello, frog. Hello, Mr. Truck Driver. Hello, Miss Shopper. Brother worried about sister's free and easy way with strangers. Strangers weren't a problem for him. Not talking to strangers suited cautious and careful brother just fine. But friendly to a fault, sister was different. She talked to everybody. Hello, hi, howdy. Sister, said brother, you're going to have to stop that. Stop what? Asked sister. Talking to strangers. It's just not a good idea. Why? She wanted to know. Why shouldn't I talk to strangers? What is the harm in that? Is there something wrong with strangers? Said brother, thinking about it for a moment. These aren't quite questions for a brother. These are questions for a mama and a papa. Sister Bear, I'm glad you asked these questions, said Papa Bear, in his deepest and most serious voice. The reason why you should never talk to a stranger and not ever take presents from a stranger and never, ever go anywhere with a stranger is that it's dangerous. Well, what's so dangerous about it? She asked, wide-eyed. What can happen? Oh, dear, thought Mama Bear. I do hope Papa can tell Sister about strangers without making everything scary. All sorts of things, Papa said. Here, look at the paper. And as she looked, her eyes got wider and wider. This is what she saw. Stranger Boosters Club. Missing Cub Found. Chief Grizzly Questioned Stranger. Cub Safety Meeting. I hope you're paying attention to all this, Papa said to Brother Bear. Yes, Papa, said Brother, looking up from his airplanes. When Sister asked for a bedtime story that evening, Papa said, of course, I have just the one. It was an old book that Papa had kept since he was a cub. The story was Silly Goose and Wily Fox. It told how the Silly Goose got into a conversation with the Wily Fox, and before Silly quite knew what was happening, she found herself in Wily's lair. This is how the story ended. There was a snip and a snap, and all that was left of the silly goose was a few floating feathers and a smile on Wily Fox's face. Sister had a hard time falling asleep that night. Her mind was filled with all kinds of headlines. Stranger, bothers cub, missing cub found, silly goose, missing, Wily Fox questioned. The sound of Brother Bear's peaceful breathing finally lulled her to sleep. The next day dawned bright and friendly to everybody but Sister. She had spent a restless night, and when she looked out the window, everything looked a little bit stranger. The tree seemed to be reaching a little bit out, reaching its branches out towards her, and the owl just stared at her, and the crows just glared. "Let's go outside and ride our bikes on the village green," said Brother after breakfast. But Sister didn't want to. Brother was puzzled. The green was bright and busy in a friendly place that she loved to play. "Well, how about some soccer?" But she didn't want to do that either. It wasn't until he suggested Frisbee, her favorite game, she decided to go along. Before they left, they told Mama where they were going, because it's a family rule that they never went anywhere without telling Mama or Papa. "That's fine," said Mama. "I'm on my way to Farmer Ben's for apples. I'll stop by for you on the way home." The village green was the same bustling place it had always been, but it wasn't so friendly to Sister. Everyone seemed to be snooping, peeking their eyes over the newspaper as they were sitting on the bench, and the frogs were glaring and the butterflies looked mean. Everyone just seemed very, very strange and mean. And then her mama tapped her on the shoulder and she jumped. "How is everything at the village green?" asked Mama on the way home in the car. Sister sat in the front with Mama, and Brother rode in the back with a barrel of apples. "All right, I guess," said Sister, "but there were so many strangers." Later at home with Mama and Sister, they were getting ready to make the applesauce. Mama said, "You know what Papa said was quite right. It's a good idea not to take rides from strangers or accept rides from parents." I'm going to go ahead and put on some music because, let's see. There's a phone call. Let's see how that goes.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Okay, my name is Keegan Rodriguez. I am reading The Bear Steam Bears and Too Much Pressure by Stan and Jan Bernstein. If someone were to ask you who Bear Country's busiest creatures are, you might answer that bees are the busiest. They gather nectar and pollen, make honey, guard the hive, and do all the other things that have earned them the title Busy Bees. Or you might answer that beavers are the busiest. They fell trees, make dams, and build lodges with secret underwater entrances. There's no question about it. Beavers certainly are busy. But if you were to answer bees or beavers, you'd be wrong, because the busiest creatures in Bear Country lately are none other than our friends, the bear family. The bears haven't always been so busy. They used to do the things that most families do. They worked and played, went to school, visited friends, enjoyed nature, and once in a while they just sat around and did absolutely nothing. The bears hadn't planned on becoming so busy. It sort of sneaked up on them. First there was Brother Bear and the Little League. Then Sister Bear got bitten by the ballot bug and started ballot class. When her best friend Lizzie Brune started writing lessons, Sister just had to take that up too. And Brother wasn't about to be left out of something as exciting as horseback riding. That's how it was with other activities. As soon as one of the Cubs' friends signed up for something, Brother and Sister had to sign up too. Before anyone thought to say enough is enough, they were also signed up for swimming, gymnastics, soccer, karate, art, and computer clubs. Talk about busy. Mama or Papa Bear had to drive Brother and Sister to all those activities. Things got so complicated that Mama had to make a big schedule to keep things straight. Papa hung it on the wall. The schedule was especially difficult on Friday, and today was Friday. Will somebody answer the phone call, Mama, after the fourth ring? I'm busy getting things out of the freezer for tonight's dinner. Can't right now, shouted Sister from upstairs. I'm getting ready for ballet. Me neither, yelled Brother. I'm getting all my baseball stuff. Since Papa was out working on the car, Mama had to answer the phone. She reached it by the seventh ring. It seemed a lot longer to Gran on the other end. Hello, said Mama. Hello, dear, said Gran. Is everything all right? You sound a little breathless. Just a little, said Mama. I was in the kitchen getting dinner out of the freezer. Then the Cubs are upstairs getting dressed for ballet and baseball, and Papa. But before she could explain about Papa, her shoulder's bag got tangled in the phone cord, which pulled the phone down with a clunk. What happened? Shouted Gran. There was an awful clunk. It was just the phone falling. Was there anything special, Gran? What Mama didn't explain was that when she stooped to pick up the phone, her hat fell off, and when she reached for it, she tripped over the cord and was now sitting in a tangled heap on the floor. I was just calling to invite you all over to dinner sometime soon, said Gran. Love to, Gran, but we're just on our way out, so let me check our schedule and get back to you. Fine, Gran said after a pause. Well, goodbye. Mama, said Sister, what are you doing sitting on the floor playing with the phone cord? Come on, we're going to be late. Drop me off first, shouted brother on the way to the car. No, me first, cried sister. No, me instead, insisted brother. When Papa tried to explain what had been wrong with the car, the spark plugs needed cleaning, Mama shouted, not now, dear, and roared off, leaving him in a cloud of dust. Well, Gran said as she hung up the phone, there certainly is a lot going on over at the treehouse. That's the way young folks are, said Gramps. They like to get out and do things. Why, when I was a young feller, doing is one thing, said Gran. Overdoing, she added with a high sigh, is something else again. If Papa could have heard Gran, he surely would have agreed. There was too much going on, too much coming, and too much rushing about, too much pressure. The Bear family schedule was becoming a nightmare. As it turned out, a whole series of nightmares. The Cubs had planned to watch some TV that evening, but they were so stiff and tired, sister from ballet, brother from baseball, that they went to bed early, fell asleep, and dreamed. Sister dreamed she was on a strange sort of merry-go-round, a merry-go-round of activities, which went around, round and round and round. She wanted to get off, but no matter how hard she tried, she couldn't. Brother had a dream, too. He dreamed he was caught up in an enormous whirlwind of baseballs, soccer balls, and computers. And Papa dreamed he was trapped on a magic carpet that was zooming into a deep black hole. Only it wasn't a magic carpet, it was that awful schedule from the wall. Mama didn't have a nightmare. The reason was that she didn't fall asleep all night. She lay awake staring into the darkness, wondering how she was going to get through the next day. After a quick breakfast, Mama packed a lunch for Papa, who headed for some work in the forest. Then she shooed the Cubs into the car. Hurry, she said. We have a difficult day ahead of us. There is art class, soccer, karate, and swimming, and we've got to squeeze in lunch and shopping. They climbed into the car, and she turned the key. But the engine wouldn't start. She tried again, but it still wouldn't start. Please, Mama, shouted brother. Our karate instructor is very strict about being late, and the soccer coach is worse, yelled sister. Mama tried again and again. Please, Mama, they screamed, jumping up and down in the back seat, but no matter how hard she tried, the car just would not start. Then Mama did something the Cubs had never seen her do before. She started to cry. Big wet tears rolled down her cheeks. The Cubs forgot karate and soccer and everything else except that her mama was crying. What's the matter? Asked brother. Tell us, please, begged sister. But Mama just went boohooing up the front steps and into the house. Go get Papa, sister, and said to brother. I'll stay with Mama. Sister followed Mama up to her room, where she fell on the bed, sobbing. It was all Sister could do to keep from crying herself. It's Mama, you gotta come, shouted Brother as he reached Papa's workplace in the woods. He told Papa what happened. Papa could see that he was upset about Mama crying. Everybody cries once in a while, son, he said. Even you, asked Brother. Sometimes, Papa said. The problem with the car is those spark plugs. We probably need new ones, but the real problem is this schedule of ours. I know Mama didn't sleep well last night, worrying about it. I didn't sleep too well either. I had this awful dream, admitted Brother. That makes two of us, said Papa. Sister had one too, said Brother as they reached the treehouse. Mama stopped crying, announced Mama stopped crying, announced sister as Papa and brother came upstairs. That's right, Mama said, smiling through a few last tears. There's nothing like a good cry sometimes, and there's nothing like a little common sense about too much pressure, said Papa. So the Bears had a family meeting right then and there. The Cubs agreed that two after-school activities a week were more than enough. Brother chose baseball and computer club. Sister chose ballet and horseback riding. True, they lost their title, the busiest family in Bear Country, but they went back to having a very good time doing the everyday things that most families do. They worked and played, went to school, visited friends, enjoyed nature, and once in a while, they sat around doing absolutely nothing. The end.
Nice. How many activities do you have?
A lot. Well, I don't know, a couple.
What's your main one?
Football.
For who do you play for?
I play for the Chico Jaguars.
What level?
Pee-wees. And, shoot.
How many years?
It's my third year.
What grade are you going into?
I'm going into sixth grade. My best friends are probably Omar, Ty, Isaiah, and Chase. And what should I say?
One more year of elementary.
And yeah.
Where you go?
I'm going to go to Chico Junior. I don't know.
That's it.
And that's it.
And we're pre-recording this because?
Because I have football practice.
Yeah.
Now, should we talk about Isaiah?
Turn his mic one on. See, mic one?
Mic one.
Up the button. Up higher. Sweet. There. Perfect. Okay. Isaiah, talk. You don't talk, I'm putting in a song.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Talk about yourself. Talk about your best friends.
Friends are Keegan, Jaden, Zeke, Dominic, Devon, and a lot more people that
Microphone.
I have a lot of friends that I have don't remember their names, but I will remember them eventually, and I play baseball for the Junior Giants. I hope I win the next game and have a good practice.
What grade are you going into?
Going to sixth grade. Hope it's not rough. Sixth grade.
And you go to Neil Dow?
I go to Neil Dow now.
You guys had good summers so far?
No, we had such a good summer. About to go on vacay.
Where have you been so far, Keegan?
I've been to Lake Tahoe.
Who did you get to meet in Lake Tahoe?
I got to meet Charles Barkley. I got to meet Ray Allen. Jerry Rice. I almost got to see Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. I think that's about it. I already said Ray Allen. And I could have saw Michael Jordan, but sadly he was still in Chicago. So that is it.
That's it. Okay. Say bye, everybody.
Goodbye. Jaden is too tired to talk. Should we speak for him? He is going into fifth grade. His best friends are Eli, Nate, who else is his best friends? Colby, Janae, Chase, Isaiah. He has a lot of friends. Janae, he has a friend that's about his name. It's his name, too. That's Jaden. Okay. And he's also playing football, too.
I think he's having a great summer as well.
Yeah, he probably has a great summer. And that is it. So goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jim cannot say goodbye. He's too tired.
All right. Well, that was my attempt of pre-recording a show. I didn't really... I tried to edit, and I was not able to, so it's a learning process, and there goes the phone. So I'm going to play a song, and then I will open the door for the next, oh, because Fancy Music is coming on, and it's going to be me and Rafiki, so awesome.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good.
I did want to finish up the book I started. I'm not going to be able to read all the pages, but at the very end was Brother and Sister Bear's Rules for Cubs. Number 1, never talk to a stranger. Number 2, never take candy or other gifts from a stranger. Number 3, never go anywhere with a stranger. Number 4, don't keep secrets from your parents, especially if someone asks you to. Number 5, your body is your own personal property and nobody else's business, especially the private parts. When you're really little, of course, mama and papa might help you with the bath or in the bathroom, and your doctor, he's in the body business, and he'll have to examine you from time to time, even when you're not little. And 6, use your common sense. We can't have rules for everything. Common sense tells us what keeps us safe by telling us what to do in situations that are not covered by rules. So I'm going to finish up with a sweet little girl that was performing at World Fest. Her name is Emmy Sunshine, and then we'll switch over to Face the Music. Here we go. This is Sam Smith right now, and who else did I play? Oh, I think I played Lady Gaga with Beyonce with Telephone. Those were the boys' choices. So I think I'll come back in a few weeks, Peanut Butter Jelly Time with Peyton. All right, enjoy. Okay, it's coming.